peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends and fellow redeemed in Christ, many years ago, when I was beginning to learn the American language, our teacher gave us an assignment. Toward end of the first week, he said, I quote, "By next week, memorize the following six words with the Korean equivalents and their meaning. Remember these words with question mark and without question mark, and give their usage with an illustration for each word," unquote. The six words were what, where, when, why, how, and who, with naturally whose and whom. The person who spoke to me, he was giving example. The person who spoke to me is my uncle. That's without question mark. Who are you? That is question mark. This assignment was not as simple as what I thought as a beginner. Then the teacher added by saying, when these words are used with question mark in interrogative sentences, remember, they ask you some straightforward answers. Some years later, I was reading for the first time the English Bible. I found many instances of these words with question mark and without question mark, which have given me a lasting impression. For instance, where are you, Adam? Where is your brother, Abel? Who are you, Lord? Whom do you say that I am? And then, what shall we do, brethren? Then Isaiah 6, 8, whom shall I send? Who will go with me, saith the Lord? And many, many examples. Behind the message of the salvation, there are many decisive, serious questions with earnest quest for the way, the meaning, and the task of the life. There is no way round about the answer. When I had so chosen to become a pastor and a missionary of the good news of the salvation, this simple experience illustrated above became more personal to me. That is to say, the Lord asks me, where are you? Whom shall I send? Who will go for me? I wanted to make the same response of Isaiah. Here am I, send me. The text chosen for today, Isaiah chapter 6, is a powerful and deeply meaningful mission call. Very widely known words of God summoning Isaiah to a special mission. The heavenly King and Lord speaks in the divine council as a friend prophet who was made privy to that council, as in 1 Kings chapter 22, for example, 19 to 22, that the Lord seated on the throne with all the host of heaven in attendance in his right